Beza Meka Podcast. Beza Meka Podcast Podcast. Sitting here making a podcast. Sitting here making a podcast. Singing a cappella. Singing a cappella podcast songs. It says Mark Cappella Podcast Song Number 2. Hey, everybody. This is old Danny Dexter, your host for Crazy Maker Podcast Number 2. And I want to welcome y'all back, man. Congratulations for making it through Episode 1 and coming on back, downloading that Episode Number 2. I'm going to be just flat out honest with you here. I ain't got one damn idea as to what the hell a podcast really is. All I know is I've been commissioned by old CrazyMaker.com's to make these recordings. And he said, old feller called me up, said, "Oh, it's old Danny Dexter." I said, "Who's speaking?" Because I'll never say, "Yeah, this is Danny Dexter," until I know who the hell I'm talking to. I just think it's an invasion of my privacy, and I don't take it too kindly. Just some bitch is calling me up and just saying, "Is this old Danny Dexter?" Anyhow, I'm sitting there, answer the phone, says a ring, ring, sort of like a ra-ring, ra-ring. And I said, "Oh, is that the TV or is that the telephone?" And old Ricky over there says, "Oh, hell no, that's the telephone. I'm watching the 2020 right now. Ain't no telephones ringing in there. They's just showing, it's rambling on about something happened in the news." And so I walk over to that phone over there. It's ringing. It's rung about 4 or 5 times. Can't ever get that damn answer machine to kick on. Something my old grandson done put up in here. And I had to turn around and let out a couple of gas toots. And I sure as hell didn't want to have to put y'all through that. And I apologize for it if you did hear it. But at least you can't smell it. At least me and Ricky's the only ones got to sit here and smell that nonsense. Anyhow, getting back to my story, I answered that old phone. The old boy said, "Is this Danny Dexter?" I said, "Who's speaking?" He says, "That's old CrazyMaker.com and something about a podcast and a weekly basis and about $1,000. And I said, "I don't know who you are or what the hell a podcast is or what your CrazyMaker.com is. And I'm going to suspect that it has something to do with old Interlex. But I ain't got no Interlex connections, and I don't plan to in the near future. But did you say something about $1,000? And he said, "Yeah, we'll give you about $1,000 if you do this." And I said, "I don't give a damn what a podcast is, what kind of Interlex website you got going. I'm going to get myself that $1,000. I'll do whatever the hell you want to do. And I'll stand on my head and put a can of beans underneath my nose, and I don't even like the smell of beans, but for $1,000, he said, "Well, take out your radio recorder, sit down about 15 minutes, and talk about all them interesting things that happened to you." And I said, "Well, shit." Pardon my language, but I said, "Well, shit. That sounds too damn good to be true." Lo and behold, here we are, episode 2, ain't seen a damn dime. Anyhow, I figure it should pan out in the end, and I have a pretty good time doing it anyhow. So, here we are, Crazy Maker Podcast Number 2, done wasted 4.5 damn minutes just talking about nothing. I hope that don't cut into my salary. However, $900 ain't too shabby. $800 ain't too shabby neither. $700 ain't nearly as good as $1,000. But 70% of the way there, and the way I figure, 70% of the way there for just sitting around talking on a radio, of course, about 15 minutes, hell, that's worth it. But the main reason I got out the old radio recorder today and podcasting was to try to see what y'all was thinking about the podcast. Now, I done got about 8,000 letters in the mail. Most of them is pretty ladies with their shirt tops pulled off. And most of them say something along the lines of, "Dear Danny Dexter, that first podcast was so sexy. Maybe you and me could get it on real good and hot." And I sure as hell didn't expect that. But I sure as hell ain't too surprised at the same time, if you know, catch my drift. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read one of these, even with love. One of these letters I got. "Dear Danny, do you spell your name with a Y or do you spell your name with an I? I don't know. He. Love, Charlotte." Well, Charlotte, I'll tell you what. Do I sound like the kind of guy who spells his name with an I? A D-A-N-N-I? I seriously doubt it. I don't know if you think I'm one of the queer folk or not, but I sure as hell ain't. So, question answered. And see here. Where's this next letter I got in the mail? Said, "Dear Mr. Dexter, I hope you don't mind me calling you Danny. Right after I call you Mr. Dexter." Well, no, I sure as hell don't mind. You can call me whatever you want. Get to the point is what I thought when I first read this one. And then it gets interesting. "Your podcast is the best podcast in the world. I have never heard a podcast that sounded as good as yours sounds to me when I listen to it. Everything about your podcast is incredible. Maybe you and I would share some things in common, such as nudity in my house with the lights turned down low." Now, every damn time I read that, I just get to giggling, because I don't know what to do with myself. Is there some pretty gal out there, at least I hope she's pretty, wants to get all naked with me, and just from sitting here on, recording a damn podcast. So, it goes on, you know, blah, 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 "You're hot and sexy, let's make out and slip each other the tongue, love, Charlotte." And I didn't really know what to do after I read that one. But what I figured would be best would be to send back out to you, Miss Charlotte, a little song I wrote. I done wrote a song about you, and to show you how appreciative I am that you done taking the time to write me a letter, old Danny Dexter. So we'll go ahead and play this one for you. It ain't quite finished, but it goes kind of like this. It's in the key of G, if anybody out there wants to follow along. "Oh, Charlotte, you are so pretty. You got big titties. I hope you want to show them to me. Did you really mean that you want to get naked with me? My name is Danny Dexter and I got some dancing shoes. Oh yeah, I want to dance with you. Oh yeah, I want to dance with you in my dancing shoes. Oh Charlotte, let's get real dirty and naked together at your place or my place." And that's about how that one goes. It's a little ditty I wrote up a couple nights ago. And I write about 30 or 40 songs a day. ranging from love songs to songs about technology and songs about the weather reporter lady at the weather station down the street. I wrote a song about her once, wrote a song about my F-450 that I got a few weeks ago, wrote a song about this pair of moccasins that I got, wrote a song about a can of beer that tasted so good, wrote a song about a old scientific calculator, that was one of the technology songs. Wrote a song about Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior above. Wrote one of them gospel songs. Wrote a song about this pregnant lady that I thought was carrying on my baby, but turns out it was some other fella's baby. Oh, just all kinds of songs. Ain't that right, Ricky?
Yeah.
Hi, Ricky.
Yeah.
Hey, Ricky. Yeah. I write a whole bunch of songs on them, man. I'm always playing that guitar out here, ain't I? Songs on my finger around.
Yeah.
Old Ricky, man, he carry on and on about, well, about me and my song. But the fact of the matter is, he's pretty damn good at it, I think. My old lady, God rest her soul, she gets pretty damn interested when I was singing. I'd be singing about, oh, apples or oranges or pickup trucks or something. And she just got, she's carrying on and on about it. At dinner time, at the table. And I remember 2 good years ago, I was a, singing a song about an iPod. Now, you may not know what that is, but some kind of, it's a fairly technologically advanced piece of machinery. Allows you to play your music on there, and your videotapes on there, and something to do with podcasts. I ain't quite figured that one out yet, but I wrote a song about it, because I thought it was going to be a flop. Apparently, wasn't a flop. Turns out they're selling about 200 or 300 of them damn things so far, and I don't think they'd get further than that. So, that goes to show old Danny Dexter is not above a mistake. I have made a mistake. I will tell you about it. And ain't too many folks can say that. So, you gotta give me that. You gotta give me that. But
that. Play that song.
What?
Play that tortilla song.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'll sing that one. Oh. Ricky wants us to sing that song about them old. Wants me to sing a song about them tortilla chips I wrote. We had some damn good tortilla chips a couple weeks ago and got home and said, Ricky, I'm on. A lot of damn song about that. And so, here, this is something other. This one's in the key of C. Tortilla chips, I never did think you could taste so good. Tortilla chips, you got some damn good tortilla chips, Ricky. Where'd you get them tortilla chips? You get down tortilla chips at the store. And the problem is, Ricky never answered me on that one, so the song is about right there.
Easy Mart.
Easy Mart. Oh, yeah, he got them tortilla chips over at the Easy Mart. Well, I guess I can finish that song if I had to. Well, shit, why not? Tortilla chips. Oh, thanks, Ricky. I didn't know you got them at the Easy Mart. And that's kind of how it ends. I'll just put that first part and that second part together. And just kind of blend them together. Like, oh, damn, guitar going to slip on the floor. it's kind of blend them two parts together. Click one in, click one on the right and left, and slide that that composition straight through the middle there, and I got my other stuff on the right. Anyhow, I guess that's about all for this here podcast number two. I guess I've been talking about 15 damn minutes now, 15 and a half minutes now, which is almost too long. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and cut it off here, and I look forward to recording another podcast there, Crazy Mike Podcast 3. So, this here's Danny Dexter, and I'm going to sign off. Crazy Mike Podcast.